You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Rosa. You currently need a roadside assistance.
Yeah, actually, I just need some information as well.
You
but yeah,
need
possibly a tow truck.
Okay, what did you, I totally missed that. You said you actually need a confirmation as well?
No, I said I need some assistance, some information,
oh,
as well
information.
As possibly a tow truck. Yeah.
Okay, so if you have questions about the policy or anything, I need to transfer you to the Mercury line. This is the Emergency Roadside Assistance Department, and I can assist you here with your roadside needs. Like a tow service or tire change or anything like that.
Can you tell me, how many miles do I have on my policy before I start getting charged? Do you have that information?
I wouldn't get to see that until if you actually requested the service. Unless you actually request the service.
Okay, let's go through the process then.
Do you need a tow service?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name? And are you currently calling me from a safe location, first of all? I'm so sorry I didn't ask.
Yes.
Thought it was a call for another department. I apologize. So your name again?
Yes.
I'm glad to hear you're fine.
Robin. Robin, mm-hmm. R-O-B-I-N. Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
My policy number?
No, the phone number, please, first.
559.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, what's your number?
356. 5168.
Did you get that, Emma?
Okay. 559-3356-5168. Yes, I got it. Okay. And would you like to receive mobile text alert on this number regarding today's service?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, message, and data rates may apply. Now, I'm ready for the policy number, please, whenever you are.
Okay. All right. The policy number is 0401-05. Mm-hmm. 130-257-464.
Okay. The last six digits of the VIN number, please, for the vehicle that needs assistance.
It's 93961.
93961, it's five numbers. Can I get one more before the first nine? Just one more.
Yep, it's three.
Three, okay.
The number three.
Oh, yeah. You probably did say that, and I felt that it was like repeated. I'm so sorry. Okay, I got it.
Nice.
My bad. That was my bad. Okay, so.
You can already ask. It's okay.
Okay, so what is the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle? And can you please add the color of it?
Yeah, it is a 2017 Hyundai Elantra.
Okay.
And the color of it is pearl.
Pearl, okay. Pearl it is, no pearl?
It's like a gold. It's more of a gold color, though.
I've gotten metallic green and champagne and charcoal and dark. I don't know. You give me whichever color your vehicle, and I write it down. No problem. Okay, so
that's what it's like today, Pearl.
There's a really nice names for the blues and the greens nowadays, and reds too. Okay, so
it's more of a gold color, but it's like a pearl something or other. Real fancy name for it.
Yeah, and there's another one for the blue. It is some other name. It doesn't even sound like a name. It sounds like a person's name, anyways. I don't know. So you need a tow. I'm sorry. We're going to be talking about colors, and we're fascinated about them. We're going to stay here for an hour. What is the issue with your vehicle? This is not starting?
Okay, so
the
I'm gonna let him take over because he's with the car right now.
Okay.
The serpentine belt broke.
Serpentine belt. Okay. Serpentine. Okay. Belt broke. So it's not drivable. All right.
No.
And can it be shifted into neutral? Can this vehicle shift into neutral? It's not stuck in park or nothing?
It's stuck in park, but if it gets a jump real quick and gets to be started, it'll go into neutral.
Okay. Okay, vehicle currently.
So it can be thrown into neutral.
Has a dead battery. Is this a push to start vehicle?
No.
No?
It's a wind up.
They won't. I don't believe they do a jump start to crank it on.
I got another vehicle here. I can jump start it real quick.
Okay, so then I'm gonna say
yes,
it does. Vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay, ships. You make sure that it does whenever they get there. Okay, so because I don't think they do that. Just into neutral. Yeah. Otherwise, they need like a special equipment and stuff like that. Will you be transporting the vehicle to a mechanic, a repair shop, or a dealership, or a home, or to a residential area?
To a dealership, but
no, so. It'll be a shop.
Yeah, I meant a
shop. It's a shop. Okay, is this shop already expecting the vehicle arrival? These are questions I have on my
screen.
No,
we
got to get a hold of the shop.
Need your help.
So you need to contact them and let them know. Okay, so if they're not expecting the vehicle, is this shop open? And what time do they close?
So,
I'll need a...
Let me go ahead and chime in here real quick. So this is my husband, and he's out of town working, and it's up in Sacramento. So it's kind of like outskirts of town. So he doesn't know any place around there. He's not familiar with that area as far as like mechanic shops or it's Christmas Eve. So we don't know who's open, what's available. So we're hoping maybe that's something you could help us with. If you could like, I don't know how you would do it or whatever, but
okay.
Maybe you can figure out what the mileage would be, how much distance would be, whether they're open or not open.
Okay. So since in this department, there's a lot of liabilities that come into place if I was to send you to a specific place because we're not allowed to. However, I can help you roughly walk you through to help you find a location by maybe helping you through your phone. Like do you have Google Maps? Does your husband have Google Maps on his phone? Do you have Google Maps, sir,
yes,
on your phone? Okay, can you put
yes,
repair shops or mechanic shops depending near me? And then find one that it says open or 24 hours and stuff. And maybe pick one of those, the one that you feel is best or near you that can assist you. Maybe give them a call and then find out if they can help you or see your vehicle and help you fix it soon, today or maybe tomorrow or something like that. It's an emergency.
And then we can just call you back.
No, I can stay with you on the line. And in the meantime, you know, he can do that. And then in the meantime, we can proceed. Or you can contemplate that as an option. And if you want to do that at a later time and you're just trying to get to the, I don't know, a hotel where you're staying at or a place or a home or somebody's home, we can tow your vehicle from where it broke down on you to where you're living in that place where you're staying, if you are staying there. Now, if you're just passing through and you could proceed here forward and maybe look into what kind of let me move forward and I'll see how many miles are you away from home. Are you trying to go home?
I live an hour and a half away from here.
An hour and a half.
No, he's working there for the next couple of days. But
so you have a place?
Yeah, I live down by Tracy.
Okay, so you have coverage of 200 miles. Okay, so if you happen to...
That's basically what I wanted to know.
Yeah, so if you happen make a decision, that's the kind of the question you called for, right? The beginning?
Yeah, that's basically what you called for.
Yeah, so yes, you do have 200 miles so they at your disposal without a charge, without a fee. Unless you go over those 200, then you would have to pay an out-of-pocket amount. Now, you need to contemplate your options and make a decision what you want to do. Find a shop or get towed to a place where you want to go to and then figure it out there at that place. Then you can call again. You do have five services a year. You have five services a year. So if you move to another place, then you can call again to get moved from that place to another if you need it to.
Okay. All free of charge, right?
Oh, and as long as you're within your 200 miles, and I am feeling that I can safely say yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that is
and
if you haven't used all of your five
miles. Yeah,
I don't have prices because we don't have prices. But if that's the case, we will contact the providers, get a quote from them, and call you back for any overages.
Perfect.
And then I'll have to call you.
Do you have an extension? Do you have an extension that we can come right back to you since I already know what's going on?
My name is Rosa, and you can ask to speak with me. If you call us, just call the same number, or any of the other agents can also help you.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, if you have an address, a couple of addresses.
If we have, if we get missed, or if we lose connection, is there a way that you can call us back?
If you look, I have your number. Yes, I can call back if you mean right now.
So, no, can you call us back in like, I don't know, like 45 minutes so we can figure all the information out and then have that for you?
Oh, no. If we terminate the call, then you have to call us back when you're ready. I cannot call you unless we're in the process of it and the call gets dropped and I call you back to see what happened. Okay. But to complete it. But if you're not ready, then you have to call back when you